flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, last week I gave out just one play for the four games. There just wasn't a lot there to like. I gave out the Houston-KC under, and it got there. The total was 41.5. Game was 23-14. That's 37. Another winner. I haven't had a losing weekend record-wise in the last 14 weeks. That's 3.5 months. I know that that is hard to believe. Because I know that if somebody told me, yeah, I'm hitting, I haven't lost in 14 consecutive weekends, I would not believe that person. Just like, don't ever believe somebody who says they're hitting at 80%, you know, against the number. That's not possible. It is for 2 or 3 weeks, not for an entire season. But Denton knows these picks are documented. I do it here on the show every Friday. Sometimes I'll add a Thursday pick on Thursdays. Sometimes I'll add a pick on Mondays. And occasionally, before kickoff, I'll take a pick off. But the last 14 weeks, 12 weeks, I have won more games than lost. And the other two were 500 weeks. So not 1 week in the last 3.5 months where I've given out more losers than winners. So let's keep it going. For the season, by the way, 18 games above 500. That's the record. The early part of the season did not go well for me at all, especially in college, although the NFL wasn't much better. So let me give you a bit of a sense of what's going on in these games, betting-wise. There are definite public leans on Washington and Buffalo, believe it or not, the two underdogs. Washington's getting 6, Buffalo's getting 1.5, but there's a lot of sharp money both ways. So I'm not giving out a side for either one of these two games. First of all, from just an analysis standpoint, and that never seeps into my smell test, as most of you know, I actually like both underdogs to win outright. I do, but it really doesn't fit the perfect sort of contrarian handicapping philosophy, but the unders in both games do. You know, these standalone games, typically favorites and overs are what public bettors like to play. Interestingly, they're leaning a little bit on the underdogs in both of these games as of now, but they are heavily on the overs in both games. The Washington-Philadelphia total right now is 48. There are some 47.5s out there. I'm going to take the most favorable number. That's 48. I'm going to go under 48 in that game. Remember, the last time they played, these two teams scored 69 points. It was 36-33. In the Buffalo-Kansas City game, the number is 48 as well. Just looked. I see some 48.5s out there. So I'll steal a 48.5. And they are playing the over in this one. The last time these two teams played, it was 30-21, and it was a 51 total in Buffalo. Buffalo last week went over the total in their game against Baltimore. Washington went over the total in their game against Detroit. Philadelphia went over the total in their game against the Rams. So public, typically, it's hard to bet on unders, man. It's painful to root for the clock to run with no points. That's harder to do than to root for big plays and touchdowns. I'm going under 48 in Washington, Philadelphia, and under 48.5 Buffalo, Kansas City. Those are the two championship weekend plays. Denton, do you have a best bet for the weekend?
I mean, I did dabble with the idea of a that Saquon Barkley over. I actually have Jalen Hurts throwing a pick. I know he doesn't throw a lot of them, Kevin, but I do think there's going to be a situation late in the game where it's going to be close, and they're going to kind of look at him and say, you need to press a little bit, or he is going to go on his own and press a little bit, and I think he is going to turn the football over. I'm waiting if I can get to some props to where I can actually decide who's going to pick the ball off, because I do have that for you, but I think I'm going to save that for our official predictions as to who I think comes down with a big game potentially sealing interception. But I do think Jalen Hurts throws a pick, and you can get that at positive money. Plus 126 is what I grabbed it at.
All right. Phone lines are packed. Stay there. We're going to come back. We're going to give you our predictions on the NFC Championship game and a key footnote or two. I want your prediction on the game, and I want something that you feel very strongly will happen, on Sunday in the game. 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com.